Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, just before we get started, I have very exciting news to announce. And that is, if you're listening or watching this podcast at the end of March 2024, I can just officially announce that the membership doors for the Total Somatics online membership is now open. So I will close enrollment on Friday, the 5th of April at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. So it'll be open for a few days for those that want to join the wonderful community, but also have my constant support there and the rich banquet of material and resources within the Total Somatics membership. So please come along if you're interested in joining. If you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the Join Now page, and there you'll see all the details and the opportunity to join the beautiful membership community from all around the world. And I'll be there for you too. Okay, so shall we get started with today's episode? Again, before we do, if you are enjoying these episodes and they're resonating with you and you know they'll resonate with someone else, don't forget to like, share, subscribe and press the notification bell if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel. And this is something that might be worth checking out. If you're listening to this episode today, do check out the Total Somatics YouTube channel because I will be sharing a few images within this podcast and you might want to just get that little bit of extra benefit from seeing it visually. Okay, so let us consider the subject today. And that is that we're going to consider an issue that's pervading society today. It's this increase in this hunchback, rounded shoulders appearance. And if you are familiar with Total Somatics, you'll know that I've taken all of my principles and my practices from the father of somatics, and that's Thomas Hanna. And Thomas Hanna referred to expressions such as the myth of aging. And I wish he was alive now to see that that expression, the myth of aging, is so applicable. Because what Thomas was referring to here is the point that the myth that as we get older means that we have this stooped old man posture, it is a myth. Because if he demonstrated with pandiculation and somatic movements that we are able to actually reverse or reduce that tendency to have that hunched over, rounded posture. And so this is where I want to share that if you are watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, just consider here a few images that I want to share with you of people that I've seen over the years. And what I want you to consider is using the practice and the principles, we've been able to reverse or reduce this hunched back, this rounded appearance through pandiculation and somatic movement. And let's just consider this young man here. Notice in the image that this young man, together we worked for 6 weeks on a regular practice. We considered, and this is where Total Somatics is very rich in what it does, because I bring various concepts from the various areas clinically I've practiced over the years. So we consider total somatic movement, mindset, and mindfulness. And have a look, can you see the difference in his posture here? Can you see how that mid back or that thoracic spine is a lot straighter? You see how his head, his face is lifted. And also he was leaning to one side. So can you see he's less leaning to the side and he's got more weight through the center of his body? Notice his tail tuck. Can you see how that's reduced? So no longer is he suffering with that chronic hip flexor pain, the inner thigh pain, lower back pain. And also his breathing has improved significantly because we've increased rib mobility. Now, I share the example, especially with that young chap with you at the end, because there seems to be an increase in reports and research and findings that this hunched back, rounded appearance is very prevalent in the younger generation. And I'm going to be looking down at a few of my notes here because I want to share some data with you, which is fascinating, but also quite concerning. So
thankfully, at the end of this podcast, we know that there are things that we can do to address this. But let me just share it with you that these reports have shown that young people that have been born from 1992 onwards are developing, and these are the words of doctors and researchers, old hunchback people postures. And that's according to these experts. They've also seen that there are X-rays showing horn-like growth projections that are forming off the back of their skull. Amazing, isn't it? Now, the reason that they've said this for is because there's an increased amount of stress on the muscles, the tendons, and the ligaments in that area due to a forward head posture. And one X-ray, the doctor actually revealed that there were early signs of arthritis in a 12-year-old's spine and in their neck and all of those areas. Now, the reason for this, and this is what many of them have concluded, and we also know this from life experience and just observing generations over the time and maybe considering our own generation of our postures and how a lot of these old hunched, rounded postures have probably appeared more sort of later into the 30s or 40s because of our generation. But we're now seeing it younger. So we don't need to sometimes have these clinical researchers. We can see it with our own eyes. But the reason that they're saying this is that we are really the sum or the result of the habits that we perform every day. And so young people have been introduced to phones and devices at an earlier time compared to other generations. You think of, you know, your generation, when did you first have your mobile phone? You think of your beautiful young spine. It was growing, it was strengthening, it was just adapting to different ways. I mean, when we were children, we would climb trees, we would jump over fences, run through the meadows, you know, horse ride, dance. We did all these different movements. And also, we weren't on phones and computers all the time. And so what it allowed our spine to do is become adaptable and versatile to movement. But, you know, because of the younger generation, they are spending time in their recreational time as well as their study time at school, rounded shoulders, forward head posture. So their spine, their muscles, their ligaments, their tendons are sculpting and molding to the habits that they're developing throughout the day. And so what's happening is that hunched over and they're engrossed in things like TikTok and other entertainment forms as well. But what that's doing is a constant rounding of the shoulders, tight muscles in their eyes, looking at this fixed forward posture is changing and accelerating the age of their joints. And I just want to remind you of this, which I'm sure you will be familiar, especially if you're in the Total Somatics membership. And if you want to join, you are going to learn so much more about our neuropsychology here too. But I just want you to consider this, is that remember that if we're thinking of the neurophysiological, neuropsychological, neuroendocrine, which is our hormones as well, this hunched over rounded posture is resembling the stress reflex posture, that reflex posture that's created instinctively in a stress response. And the rounded shoulders, the depressed rib cage, forward head posture, eyes staring straight ahead, is mimicking part of that survival mechanism. So the emotional aspects that we can have is collapse, overwhelm, lack of energy, very poor motivation, just again, this fear and this anxiety, because everything is in this stress response. And remember, if we're regularly holding ourselves in this depressed, collapse, feigning death type of posture, that is reinforcing to our nervous system that we're in a stress response. Because remember, your nervous system doesn't know the difference between perceived and actual danger. And because of that being the case, if we are constantly living in this cycle, not only are we tightening our muscles and accelerating the age of our joints, but we are changing our emotion. We are starting to shift into more of an anxiety, overwhelm. And is this starting to kind of piece together? Because we are hearing so much more now about how people are suffering with many different types of mental health issues. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of overwhelm, a lot of fear, very hard to get motivated. And that is because when we consider and we notice what our posture is doing, that is a reflection of our subconscious. Can you see why total somatics is so powerful? We're not just looking at movement, we're looking at our psychology, we're looking at our neurophysiology, we're looking at how we can weave all of these things in together. And so that's why hormonally, energetically and emotionally, we are allowing our nervous system to constantly experience this emotional turmoil. Whereas what we want to start doing is creating a regulation within our nervous system. So that's why when we become totally somatic with our habits and with our lifestyle, then we can create long-term changes. And I want to share this with you because I've worked with thousands of people over the years and working with people globally. It doesn't matter what language you speak, where you live in the world, we have the same nervous system. We have different things that will trigger it. We might have slightly different life situations. However, there are patterns that we can see in our life, patterns we can see in our mindset and how that sort of imprints on our body. And the key thing is, within, especially within the Total Somatics membership, it is this rich banquet of resources that it doesn't matter how you're feeling from day to day, there are resources and material for you to consider. And it's all about regulating your nervous system, getting you to take back control of your beautiful mind and body. And so that's where I'd like to teach you how you can actually move forward and learn to create these changes in your posture, improve your mobility, maybe reduce or reverse that hunchback rounded appearance. And as we considered with the young man earlier in that image, can you see how when you work with your intelligent nervous system, it's always wanting to get back into a state of regulation and balance? And you can see these things can occur. So it's all about, are we willing to invest that time in our current and future health and well-being? And so with Total Somatics and with me, and that's what's really important, is within the membership, if you want to join me in the membership, it's not just the resources, but I am there listening all the time. I'm constantly picking up the feedback and the comments that are coming through. That helps me to create content within the membership and fully serve you where you are at this point. And so all of this allows you to increase awareness to how you're feeling, how your mind is feeling, how your body is feeling, how you can work efficiently and intelligently with all of these skills and techniques that I'm going to teach you. And so this is where, again, I'm going to invite you. If you want to join the Total Somatics membership, please come along. It's open now and it will be closing 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on Friday, the 5th of April. If you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the Join Now page and you'll see all the details there. And so remember, we are the sum or the result of all of our habits. And so we may have developed unhealthy habits that have affected our posture, affected the depth and the quality of our breathing, affected our joint health, all sorts of aspects, our pain levels. All of this, if we're working intelligently, and it's also kind and gentle with somatic movements and pandiculation. When we do this work gently, intelligently, smart, and we're very efficient with our time, we can make huge changes because we are changing things at a brain level rather than just working on a symptom or just wanting to stretch out one muscle. Because remember, that's a really old myth. And if you're new to this concept, please check out previous episodes within my podcast channel, because you will learn how much we have moved forward, thankfully, due to neuromuscular science, to realize how somatic movement and pandiculation is really the way to change the muscle memory and behavior between your brain and your body. And of course, we are working globally with your muscles. You don't just isolate one muscle to stretch it out, or to dry needle it, or whatever you want to do, or to strengthen it, which is the illusion that is given. We are looking at how everything works together. It's like an orchestra. They all have their own strengths. They all have their own beauty. But when we put it all together, it works so wonderfully. And of course, when one of them goes out of harmony with our body, it's the same as when one of the instruments in an orchestra is out of tune. You can spot it a mile off. You can hear it. So when we tweak things, when we start to recalibrate, either with the orchestra or with our body, it all starts to flow very well, very rhythmically together. And so that's why I invite you, come and join me and all the beautiful friends all around the world that are in the Total Somatics community. Go to totalsomatics.com, click on the Join Now page, and I look forward to seeing you on the inside. So until next time, all my love and my very best wishes. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.